Feeling me was Mrs. Hennessy. It's like life was pinning me down. I used to go out on the town and get instantly clowned. You ain't gonna be a rapper, you not a factor. You just a Kentucky boy, get yourself a tractor. Chasing after bogus dreams that you never achieved. That's when the liquor and weed became a need. Self-esteem was lower than Storkel City's. Aspirations were about as big as Myrtle Urkel's titties. Then as soon as I started getting some pride, my sister hydroplaned and died on I-65. And a family full of cries, house full of tears. Spent many years with a bloodstream full of beer, heart full of fears. All jeers, no jeers, till the rhythm in my ears make my mind clear.
Microphone enclosed in my palm and go beyond the flow exposed in my songs. Can't grow fond of past memories, cause negativity leads the way to live with vast energy. Offended by the mental imagery that suggests living in poverty was really meant for me. Paternal tendencies towards chemical dependency had me thinking that all my enemies were kin to me. And I can't begin to see how to control the flashbacks and progress past. So my style of dress got me laughed at. Thought I was past that, but it tends to reoccur when I don't receive what I feel I deserve. Being slurred by those not living in my position, my thoughts tend to glisten just like a pot of pissing. And when I thought I'd risen, life freezes the frame. So I hold the mic like a memory to ease the pain.
On the wild path of my life, on the pain and heartache that fuels my passion to write. You know what blasphemy's like, cursing at God, cause you ain't got shit. It hurts and it's hard. Hella times I stepped it up to only stumble, was forced to play Tarzan in this concrete jungle. Most of my life's a days got me forever light and haze, trying to forget the times where I barely ate twice a day, feeling alone and helpless. And when I only felt the shame of sharing a twin bed in a homeless shelter, a few friends even then, most homies is fake. Feel like a prisoner in my home, pins were my only escape. I went from the block of my fam to college exams, with the pressure still there, dog, I'm still scared. But I know it'll all be right in the end, as long as I can focus my fears and channel my life through my pen. Channel my life through my pen.
Like a memory.